today is designated Bible Sunday in the church calendar, so if you can get your hand on one, let's hold a Bible. Do you know, these are just so important that we are able to get our hands on a Bible and read it for ourselves. Because in it are the words for eternal life, and that's what we are most interested in our lives. We want to know that we can be with God forever, both as we live this life, but also beyond this life with him in eternity. But it's an eternity which begins right now. So the Bible is really, really key and crucial. And came across this. See what you think of this. Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Does that work for you? I don't always think they're that basic. I think we have to work really hard. And the Holy Spirit takes some of the words in here and he really has to work hard on our hearts to make it sink in. But they are basic instructions. If we take it at his word, they are basic instructions before leaving this earth to go to be with him in glory forever. So that we were learning just last week is that the Bible is good for teaching and correction and reproof and all those things that are really important in life. So God takes this and he applies it to our hearts. And our responsibility is to respond to it. And within the Bible, there are lots and lots of different images that are really helpful for us because they give us an understanding of what God is doing in our lives. And those images they come in lots of different ways. So we're going to see one. And this is a verse from Scripture. And in there somewhere is something that's really important. And I wonder if you can see which word actually sticks out for you. Any ideas?
Hope.
Anchor and hope. Okay, so those two words together are really important. I forgot my prop. It's back here. Anchor is back here. Here it is. Here's the anchor. So, we have an anchor. That is actually a verse from Scripture which reminds us when it goes the right way around. Any ideas what it actually says if you put it all together? We have... That's the song. That's the hymn. Anyway, here's the anchor. You see, and we need to have a bit of rope, and it needs to be tied to something else, usually a ship or a boat. But actually, it's to do with our soul, the anchor and the soul. Let's put it the right way around. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, this hope in Jesus Christ. And when we attach ourselves to him, the living word, then we will not go very far adrift. That's what we need to do. Anchor our souls to his living word so that we might live in him. There's the reference, Hebrews 6:19. I don't know if there's any other anchors in the Bible. I did look, but I think that's the main one. Okay, that's one. Let's have a look at the next one. They get harder. Okay, so what should we have for this one?
Sword.
Ah, sword. Do we know what that verse actually says before we unravel it? Which is... Okay, know where that comes from?
Ephesians.
Chapter 6. Okay, should we put it the right way around? See if they're right. Oh, well done. Look at that. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:17. Now, today, look. Cool. This actually belongs to Charles Nee. Charles, can you tell us why this belongs to you?
Oh. Well, as I said to Jeffrey, it's for... keep church wardens in order. But it's an army officer's infantry sword. It was made in between 1910 and 1936. It's got George the V on it. But it was designed in 1897. it's designed for stabbing, but there is a, I won't touch it, a sharp edge on there where you can actually slice people if you really want to.
I don't recommend it. Got it, Charles.
I'm Captain Chains, so I don't have to go too far. It was used in the First World War. I mean, Montgomery used it when he went over the top in 1917-1918. So, not this particular one, I might pass on to him, but the one that he's got is in the museum in...
Thank you.
Well, because I was an army officer.
He was an army officer. So that's why. It's a beautiful piece. It's a beautiful sword. Well, of course, as Charles said, this actually, it's got an edge on, down the bottom, but it's a stabbing sword, which is useful because sometimes the good Lord needs to give us a bit of a, you know, a bit of a prod. But there's another Bible reading which actually talks about the sword and the Bible. It says the Bible is sharper than a two-edged sword. And I think the Roman soldiers used to have, they used to have swords with two cutting edges. And Paul would have known all about that. And of course the Bible is sharper than two-edged swords. It cuts deep to us and reveals the intentions of our heart and what's really going on inside here. So that's a different sort of sword, but this is a beautiful sword, isn't it? I just had to do that. Do you want to do that? Not too far, just a little bit. There you go. Oh. Do you want to nurse it there?
No, keep it over there.
All right. Cool. So two different verses of scripture about swords. One, that the Bible is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. And it helps us when we're thinking about our lives, the Lord brings a word of scripture which helps us to know how we need to live. And we can use it actually to defeat the enemy. Who is the enemy? The enemy is Satan, basically. Anyone who would deceive, he deceives. And that's what we use it for. As of another one, this one's it's getting harder. Oh dear. Okay, so I forgot to bring this particular prop. It's in a coal bucket at home. Can you see coal? So what does that say, do you think? Something to do with yeah. It's too many words on there, isn't it? Okay. It's about a seraph coming and doing something. Isaiah felt he was a man of unclean lips. Do you remember? That which probably means he used to swear a bit, but I don't know if that's entirely true. But there was something going on in his life that wasn't right. And when he met with God, it needed to be put right. Anyway, this is when it's the right way around. So one of the seraphs flew to me with a burning coal. With it, he touched my mouth, saying, "See, your guilt is taken away." What a fantastic image that is, and a burning coal, which doesn't feel very pleasant, does it? But we need some things to be burnt out of our lives and put right. We have been set free through the blood of Jesus Christ, so we don't need burning coals, but we do need the blood of Jesus. That's why we go to celebrate communion, to remind us of what Jesus came to do, to set us free from our sin. So that's just some of the images that are around. I think that was the last one, wasn't it? Have I got another one? Well, that is the last one. That's the hardest one. So there it is. It's in Isaiah. That's right. Oh, it is in Isaiah. It should be Isaiah. That's my fault. That's my fault. I gave the wrong reference to my wife. It's actually Isaiah chapter 6. And it's obviously that point at which he recognises his sin before God. So yeah, lots of images, but use this. On Bible Sunday, we remember to use it. It is good for us to become familiar with what God is trying to say to us in our lives.